You know, Dr. Atwell, I don't know you well enough to use your first name, so I'll go. Party? Okay. So go ahead and adjust that microphone because we're on the air now. And, you know, see, this is not good practice here. My son is learning to do gallbladder surgery from Dr. Merritt, and I think he wants to do one on himself. That's not advisable, is it, to do gallbladder surgery?
Oh, pretty tough guy,
you know,
too.
If he takes a couple swigs of whiskey, you should be okay.
Don't you, like, bite on a piece of leather or something like that?
Exactly.
It'd be fine. Or a stick.
Thank you for talking to JD about the gallbladder surgery. That's a
Well, you know, the thing about it is my brother just went through that. How long ago? A month ago?
Was it right before Christmas?
No, it's been since Christmas, wasn't it?
I think it was right around,
time
maybe.
Flies.
I don't know.
It was recently, guys. Recently.
Right.
Yeah, and I had mine out 2002. 2002. I did it myself, though. So,
And now I'm equipped to take mine out. We'll be doing that one.
No, you were explaining to JD. We're talking to Dr. Merritt. Dr. Merritt actually is a surgeon. Dr. Atwell, you're the chief of staff, aren't you?
Chief medical officer.
Chief medical officer.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm trying to give you
a little
raise there.
I appreciate it.
And a radiologist.
A radiologist.
That's right.
Yeah. I had mine laparoscopic, and I heard you talking to JD about doing that. And it's I've got a little incision here at where my sternum comes together, where they pulled it out, and then two on the sides and one right above my belly button, kind of.
The minimally invasive laparoscopic. Yeah. We do it that way, and you can also do it minimally invasive robotic laparoscopic.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Have a robot working on you?
Well, the surgeon's using the robot. So it's the surgeon doing the surgery, but using an instrument to accomplish it.
So that's if you were talking to JD about standing at the, or going and sitting at a console.
Once you insert all the instruments and you have the robot attached to the ports, then the surgeon will break scrub and actually go control the robot.
I don't know. What does this mean? R3?
12-3.
Oh, Joey had it. My son is 12-3. I thought it was December. This interview is going pretty crazy here, off the rails, but that's what normally happens. So do you have that capability at Mark Twain?
We're going to get that capability. I've the last 13 years I've been over at a tertiary center in Sacramento and have performed a number of different types of general surgery procedures, including laparoscopic and robotic laparoscopic. So when I was interviewing with the CEO, Doug Archer, one of the goals I had was to bring this technology to our community here.
Yeah.
So the patients don't have to drive to Sacramento. They don't have to drive to Stockton. So we've received a generous philanthropic gift that will allow us to ultimately get the robot at Mark Twain Medical Center.
You've been talking. We didn't get to introduce you or get to know you, so Dr. Atwell, will you do introduce us, do the honors here.
Yeah, so we were extremely lucky to get Dr. Merritt. She's a local from the area and started about a little bit less than a year ago officially, and she's our clinical services director of surgery. She started in the middle of a pandemic, so got to give her a lot of credit to be able to navigate through that as well. But we're really, really excited to have her on board, and she has spearheaded our robotic program, which, as she mentioned, we were able to secure funding for that. So without further ado, I'll let Dr. Merritt take it from here, and she'll let you know of what she's capable of doing, the types of surgeries, and kind of what she has in mind for the future of surgery at Mark Twain.
Perfect. So did you grow up in Calaveras County?
I actually am from the Bay Area, Fremont.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in Fremont, and then I did all of my medical training in Pennsylvania. I went to Temple Medical School
and then did my
residency. Yeah. So, yeah. And then I came back to California. My husband was in the military, so he finally retired as a lieutenant colonel. So, but we came back to California, and I've been here for the last 16 years, and so pretty much about 13, 14 years I've been over in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Was he from California originally?
No, he was like a Navy brat, so he was actually born in Alabama.
So was it hard to convince him to come to California?
No, because we met in California.
Oh, okay,
in college at Dominican University, and he was a captain, and at the time that was when the Presidio belonged to the military, and that's where he worked, so he loved California.
So he went out as a lieutenant colonel.
Yeah.
So who gives the orders around the house? I mean, yeah, obviously, right.
It's always the wife.
Obviously, the general.
Let's just not pretend. It's always the wife. It depends if you want a happy home, right?
There you go.
But he's still the head of the household. He always says, "I'm the neck, so I can move the head anywhere I want." Yeah, so, I think I heard that from a movie.
So what type of surgery is available at Mark Twain?
So we do a variety of surgeries. So I'm going to speak about general surgery first, there's orthopedic surgery as well, and there's gynecology surgery that's performed there. Endoscopies, upper and lower endoscopies. But as far as general surgery, it really encompasses a variety of surgeries, including, you know, appendectomies, gallbladder surgery, various types of hernia surgeries, pretty much anything in the abdomen, that intestinal surgeries, stomach, so forth. So there's quite a bit under general, that falls under general surgery. And we recently purchased a new laparoscope, Stryker laparoscope, that has some of the technology I would use with robotics for gallbladder surgery and other things. So it's state of the art. We're going to be starting also a breast program. So we'll be able to do breast cancer surgery. We have three different general surgeons there that all do breast surgery. And this will really be nice because it'll help complete women's health care there.
Dr. Merritt, how does that work? Are you on call every day? Do you have regular hours at the hospital? How does that work for a surgeon?
So it's in this situation, which is a little bit different than my previous situation, it's an elective practice. So there's scheduled clinic days that you see patients and that their primary care doctors refer them to.
Sure, sure.
And then you evaluate them. And then you have scheduled procedure days. So, you know, I do upper endoscopies. My partners do upper and lower endoscopies, the colonoscopies. And then we do surgeries. And so you'll have days that are set aside that you are doing that on those days.
Can I ask you a question? Just stop you right there on the colonoscopy. This kind of sounds like a silly question. How long is the scope?
Well, the colon is about, typically, is about 6 feet or longer, depending how redundant. So the scope is going to be longer than that. Right?
But it doesn't go all the way. I mean, I've had like two or three of them, and I should have asked this a long time ago. It's not like on a reel, and they go all the way up.
So
it just
evaluates your colon.
Now,
your intestines, you know, your small bowel is more than 25 feet long.
Yeah.
Okay, the scope's not going to reach that. But colonoscopy specifically looks inside the colon itself. Mm-hmm. And that's, so that's just over 6 feet.
No one ever hears of it, right?
Yeah.
Am I right, doctor?
No. I completely agree.
Right?
Yeah. So it's one of those mysteries.
And we're actually going to be getting some of the newer, latest scopes as well. We have some now, but, you know, it's always important to keep up with. There's such advancement in technology now. I mean, even like you're getting a phone every so often because the technology changes. Well, it's the same too in medicine and in surgery, is to stay up to date with the state of the art technology.
This I'm hoping that this iPhone 4 has been working really good for me.
You make jokes, but it's time to upgrade your father from his iPhone 5.
That's true. Yeah, my dad's 96, and he goes, "I need a new phone. My phone's just not."
That's amazing.
You know, navigate it better than I can.
Dad, 96, get whatever you want. We'll get you a new phone. So, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying. There's been a lot of change for the good at Mark Twain, bringing things up to date, recruiting physicians that have the capability to use, you know, this type of technology and are trained. There's a really good staff there. We have a full staff in the OR. I've worked at many tertiary centers, and their techs there are exceptional, which, you know, sometimes you don't realize that at a smaller community hospital, but they're some of the best I've worked with.
So
nice surprise.
What brought you to Mark Twain Medical Center? I mean, you were recruited, obviously, but why is this the place?
Well, for a few reasons. One, you know, I've been in the rat race, and I haven't had a really good balance between life and my profession. And I have a 10-year-old daughter, and but she's going to be 11 this weekend, and it's just time flew. And, you know, it was just, I've like I said, I've worked at huge centers and I've done all the stuff I want to do. And I think it's important to bring the latest technology and the ability to do surgeries that the big centers have at smaller community hospitals. And I've worked at a small community hospital before, and I miss that feel. Yeah. And I kind of needed a change of pace because I just didn't have a good life balance with work. And I've been kind of burning, the candle at both ends for the last 14 years. Yeah. And so this is kind of like a happy, it was a good place for me. I didn't have to move from where I live. And they needed a surgeon, and I have those skills. And the CEO and the CMO are both forward thinking. Mm-hmm. And yes, let's bring that here. Let's get things updated. Let's bring the technology so patients don't have to travel to, the bigger cities.
That's a good point, because that's something that people
don't. That is the number one point right there.
Running.
I don't have to travel mm-hmm. out of the area
right.
to have the same services that I can get in Sacramento,
right.
Stockton, other areas like that. So you think 10 years went fast? My baby turns 39 on Sunday. So how's that, huh? Boom. That just went.
Yes, it flies by.
So be careful. Be careful. So, well, it's nice to meet you today.
Thank you.
And talk
for
to you.
Having
we
me
invite
here.
You to come back more. Where's Doug and CJ? Were they too busy to come today?
They're too cool.
They told you weren't here when they came, and they were deeply offended.
I mean, CJ's you. Christmas jacket?
Oh, yeah.
That's like,
yeah.
I want one of those.
Yep.
I want one of those.
You know
that
what I
got to
say? I would go hang out with the staff at Mark Twain Medical Center. Every single person you guys have sent in, very likable, and just consider our friends as soon as
it's
you guys
It's refreshing,
leave.
Isn't it? That's the other thing about a smaller community hospital.
So, yeah. Nikki, if you're listening to this, Doug and CJ have lost their top billing. We want Dr. Merritt and Dr. Atwal to come from now on. So even if you're talking about, anything, something you don't even do. We'll talk to you about it.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
okay.
Thanks for having us. We love being here. You guys are a great group of guys, and love to share new developments at the hospital.
Yeah, it sounds
great
like
news
things
for
are
the
just
community.
Going.
Man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
No, thank you guys, and I think that's kind of the key thing here is it's an investment on all ends. It's an investment mm-hmm. from the hospital, from the donors of the community, from the surgeons, and we really do want to make this the place to be for anything that we can handle in this community so patients don't have to go out.
Absolutely. We've got a few more minutes. We'll go over time here on this because we want to talk about COVID. Calaveras is now in the orange tier, opening up a little bit more. Governor says June 15th we could open up a little bit more. As far as the hospital, how are things
going? The hospital is good. Our rates have been fairly low, which is allowing us to go, as Calaveras County, go to those lower tiers.
Yeah.
So the staff has done an exceptional job. I think with the vaccination efforts through the hospital and both through the county as well, we've gotten a significant portion vaccinated, and that's really helped with the cases. So we're looking good.
And what about visitation? Can people come visit people in the hospital again?
Still have kind of a limited policy with that. However, everything's case by case basis. If there's end of life and et cetera, we are allowing, family members to come in turn by turn. So, we still want to make sure everyone's safety comes first for both the patients and the staff. But we are, hopefully as we go down in the tiers again, we're going to be able to open that up more.
So your bio that I read on you, Dr. Merritt, said you live on a ranch?
Well, I'm just on 10 acres right off of Latrobe Road.
Okay. Well, that's
have an orchard.
That's bigger than my ranch.
We have an orchard and a lot of dogs.
I got a front yard and a backyard. That's all I got for my ranch. So.
And I just got some beehives.
Really?
Yeah.
No, to help pollinate the plant, the trees?
And it's just a fun thing for me and my daughter to do. I got two hives like a few years back, and then of course my husband was spraying, and he blames them dying on me, and I'm like, no, those chemicals won't kill them. You may have eradicated all the poison oak, but you got rid of my bees too.
That is like becoming a thing, bees.
Very popular.
Real popular
to
these days. So, all right. Well, guys, thanks for coming in again and visiting with us, and we hope to see you again next month, and we hope to see you again very soon. Hopefully not on a professional basis, but on a personal basis. So.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
We've got news. It's coming up next here, 1340 96.5.